We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS here on Tuesday, June 18th. After exchanging gunfire with federal officers, a 22-year-old man was shot outside a federal courthouse in Dallas. U.S. Attorney Aaron Neely Cox praised officers on the scene.
Law enforcement responded immediately, and I want to assure the community, especially our downtown community, that the community is safe.
This shooting was very near where another shooting 3 years ago left five officers dead and nine others injured in Dallas. Airplane manufacturing giant Boeing playing catch-up with the biggest competitors in the wake of the deadly crashes surrounding the 737 MAX line. Fox's Ryan Chilcote with more from London.
An Airbus 330 landed with fanfare as the French president looked on, and Airbus announced they will launch their next single-aisle aircraft in 2023. Contrast that with Boeing, which has yet to announce when they'll launch their next aircraft, and they're desperate to get into that single-aisle market, and their entire fleet of 737 MAXs is still grounded 3 months on, though they say they're making real progress in fixing the anti-stall software many believe caused the two tragic crashes that led to the 737's grounding. Clearly, without making light of the tragedies, Boeing would like to see the MAX back up in the air and get back to selling aircraft. In London, Ryan Chilcote, Fox News.
The FAA says it could begin testing Boeing's software upgrades to the MAX line as soon as this week. A man relying on a state law that purported to shield from prosecution anyone owning firearms and accessories made in Kansas says he may sue the state. The U.S. Supreme Court this week declining to hear his appeal on his federal gun conviction.
Jeremy Kettler says he was, quote, collateral damage in the dispute between the federal government and Kansas. The Trump administration had asked the court to stay out of the case and leave the convictions in place. Kansas and seven other states had urged justices to hear the appeals. State firearm nullification laws, or Firearm Freedom Acts, as they are sometimes called, have been signed into law in nine states. The other states with similar measures include Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, Montana, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, and Wyoming. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Infant hot car injuries and deaths happen every year. Cherie Sage with Safe Kids Kansas tells us in many cases, parents think the child is safely where they would normally be.
We refer to that as misremembering. You're not really forgetting your child. You don't forget that you're a parent, but you are misremembering because this is something that we do every day. The human brain loves patterns and loves routines and things like that. So when we have that routine, we know, okay, I'm going to get up. We're going to get my child ready. We're going to go to daycare and I'm going to drop them off. And then I'm going to go to work and I'm going to start my work day. If anything changes in that pattern, then you are susceptible.
Once again, that's Cherie Sage with Safe Kids Kansas. New developments out of the Dominican Republic, the ongoing investigation into the attempted murder of a former star of the Boston Red Sox.
Authorities in the Dominican Republic say they're closing in on the mastermind and motive in the shooting of David Ortiz. This as a judge ordered one of the suspects arrested in connection to the incident to serve 1 year in preventive prison. Gabriel Vizcaino is accused of being the liaison between the alleged hitmen and the person who paid them to attack the Boston Red Sox legend back on June 9th. He's one of 10 detained in the shooting of Big Poppy. Ortiz continues to recover in a Massachusetts hospital after surgeries to repair damage to his internal organs, having his gallbladder and parts of his intestines removed during an emergency procedure in the Dominican. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
For today only, many pharmacies in New Jersey are going to hand out doses of an opioid overdose reversal drug.
Governor Phil Murphy announced the one-time opportunity earlier this month as a way to bring down the number of overdose deaths in New Jersey, more than 3,000 last year, according to state officials. The Department of Human Services website lists more than 170 pharmacies that will hand out naloxone, People will be able to walk in anonymously and get a single dose of the nasal spray. The governor, in announcing the one-day distribution, said those who get the drug will also be given information on addiction treatment and recovery. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
If it's not bacon, you will no longer be able to call it that in Louisiana.
Governor John Bel Edwards signing a bill putting new food labeling restrictions into law. It would keep vegetable products from being called meat, non-rice products from being called rice, and sugar substitutes from being marketed as sugar. The restrictions begin in October of next year. The law would be enforced by the Agriculture Commissioner with civil penalties of up to $500 a day for violations. Supporters say they're protecting the state's agriculture industry and ensuring customers know what they're buying, while opponents say the law will lessen the availability of some products for Louisiana consumers. Six other states have passed similar laws. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
Nearly 10 months after Aretha Franklin died, a judge in Michigan is deciding whether or not the three handwritten notes can be used as her will.
It was first reported that the Queen of Soul, when she died last August, didn't leave a will to her fortune, reportedly in the millions. Well, that all changed a couple weeks ago when multiple handwritten wills were apparently found in Aretha Franklin's home. One was reportedly found wedged in a couch cushion. Two others reportedly found in a locked cabinet. We're told the wills are hard to decipher, but that they give Aretha Franklin's assets to her family. She left behind four sons. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
7:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into this potentially stormy Tuesday. Here's meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With clouds on the increase today, showers and a few thunderstorms will move in this afternoon. Some of the storms may be on the strong side by tonight. Our high 82. Tonight's low 64. Storms then finally move out by tomorrow morning. A clearing sky with a high 79. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a partly cloudy sky, 70 degrees. 7:38 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Of course, we've had all this rain the last month plus, and trying to get crops planted and harvested and all sorts of things. And corn in Kansas is another concern, too.
Turning more corn into ethanol will help keep prices up for farmers who faced a beating recently in the trade war battle.
We've been working on E15 for the past 5 years.
For the past two or three years, farmers like Ken McCauley, who farms about 5,000 acres near White Cloud, Kansas, have had a hard time making money growing corn, with depressed prices at $3.50 a bushel or lower. That's why corn growers have been pushing for expanding the amount of ethanol sold at gas pumps from 10% to 15%.
It's good, solid, new type gasoline for anyone that saves the money to boot.
Increasing the demand for corn may help boost farm incomes at a time when tariffs and threats of tariffs have farmers concerned about their foreign markets.
McCauley expects drivers will see gas pumps with E15 before you know it. John Pepitone, Fox 4 News.
Some aviation news. Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems announces it's transitioning some recent research breakthroughs from the lab onto the factory floor, the Joule Form process. Spirit developed it. It's a new method for forming titanium raw material at elevated temperatures in the fabrication for plane parts. Method provides the company with a competitive advantage, it says, in the use of titanium, which is a material that, thanks to its combination of strength and light weight, is used in many, many ways, including aviation these days. And another, we mentioned Boeing in the newscast there. Boeing and Korean Air announcing a deal at the Paris Air Show. The airline Korean Air and Air Lease Corporation plans to add 30 new 787 Dreamliner airplanes to its fleet and a commitment to purchase 10 new 787s and 10 more airplanes valued at more than $6 billion at current list prices. They will also lease 10 more planes as well. The airline, Korean Air, one of the largest trans-Pacific carriers in Asia, 16 nonstop routes to North America, is going to introduce the larger 787-10 to complement its other long-haul planes. And that order will be reflected on Boeing's orders and deliveries once the deal is finalized. With this order, the flag carrier in Korea will quadruple its 787 fleet up to 40 airplanes. As it looks to strengthen its fleet there. Some more news from Boeing out of the Paris Air Show. the retailers are trying to figure out how all this tariff struggle with China is going to manifest itself with their goods. Kenneth Cole, Best Buy, New Balance, Shoe Carnival, the American Apparel and Footwear Association are all testifying at a three-day hearing held by the U.S. trade representatives about how the proposal for a 25% tariff on the remainder of Chinese imports will impact business. More than 600 companies, including Walmart, Macy's, Target, have penned a letter to President Trump calling for the dismissal of the tariffs on Chinese imports. Companies say they may end up having no choice but to raise prices for American consumers. U.S. companies are paying the tariffs and say that tariffs have raised their taxes and negated tax reform. That's according to the Business Roundtable. Of course, the president always then, when he gets that pushback, he says, well, I'm fighting a longer game and a bigger game here for the United States.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to get some things accomplished in that respect as well. It is 7:42 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Tuesday morning. We'll be taking a look at the MTV Movie and TV Awards were last night. And how would you like to get on a plane with no pilot? Well, it might happen someday. Maybe in our lifetime. Who knows? KNSS News Time is 7:42.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.